Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians right along the Southern California coast. Together, we seek to grow in our individual spirituality and in connected community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. For more information, visit our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Today's scripture reading is taken from the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, and then verses 11 through 16, as translated in the Common English Bible. Therefore, as a prisoner for the Lord, I encourage you to live as people worthy of the call you received from God. Conduct yourselves with all humility, gentleness, and patience. Accept each other with love and make an effort to preserve the unity of the Spirit with the peace that ties you together. You are one body and one Spirit, just as the Lord also called you in one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. God has given his grace to each one of us, measured out by the gift that is given by Christ. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. His purpose was to equip God's people for the work of serving and building up the body of Christ until we all reach the unity of faith and knowledge of God's Son. God's goal is for us to become mature adults, to be fully grown, measured by the standard of fullness of Christ. As a result, we aren't supposed to be infants any longer, who can be tossed and blown around by every wind that comes from teaching with deceitful scheming and the tricks that people play to deliberately mislead others. Instead, by speaking the truth with love, let's grow in every way into Christ, who is the head. The whole body grows from him as it is joined and held together by all the supporting ligaments. The body makes itself grow in that it builds itself up with love as each one does its part. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As a congregation in the United Methodist Church, we seek to honor our past while looking toward the future. In one of the most diverse regions of our denomination, we embrace the richness of our varied backgrounds and perspectives because doing so helps us to grow and learn from one another's uniqueness. Together, we build bridges of understanding and celebrate our beautiful and varied heritage. At La Jolla United Methodist Church, we are a church family, not because we look and think and act the same way, but because we choose to come together in faith and in love. Join us as we explore the beauty of unity in the United Methodist Church.
The only issue with being short here, well, there's many, but is I have to bring this down, which means when I turn my pages, it might be awkward, so forgive me. You might hear it. Now, as many of you know, I spent all of last week at the junior high camp at Camp Cedar Glen, which is a summer camp run by our United Methodist Church Conference. I didn't get a chance to actually tune into our service last week, so I didn't get a chance to actually see it until yesterday. And I have to say, when I watched it, I was just like, wow, Pastor Bob is like really rejuvenated. Like he said, he looks really rested and happy and all of those things. And I have to be honest with you, friends, that is not my experience. That is not going to be my post-camp composure. I am spiritually rejuvenated, yes, but not physically at all. I was absolutely inspired many times. I found it so meaningful. And I loved spending more time with our youth throughout the whole conference. But rejuvenating, I tend to find rejuvenation in a resort, you know, preferably one with a lazy river and a buffet. Basically, I like to get closer to God in comfort. Not necessarily in a cabin with no Wi-Fi, but that is just me. You see, I don't really camp, so this is the only time I've camped all year. I grew up in what we affectionately called Limbaugh Holler in Piedmont, South Carolina, in the middle of the woods. So we had hiking trails between our house and our cousins' houses and to our grandparents' house, and that was an absolutely lovely way to grow up. Truly, but I've had my fill. So as far as I'm concerned, if you've seen one hiking trail, you've seen them all. So camp was so important and so special to me, but I can't say that I left with more energy than before I arrived. I left pretty exhausted and also left wet because the youth threw me into the pool right before we left. It's okay, I said they could. So for me, instead of being rejuvenating, it was my temporary active duty of the year, and the military folks will know what that means. I'll also make it my TAD next year, but I don't expect to leave with just an abundance of energy the way Pastor Bob had. See, we have different energetic responses to the same ministry, which, you know, is okay. In fact, I think it's beautiful because in our denomination, clergy and congregants don't have to do it all because we're in a connectional system. We live and work within this system that allows us the freedom to choose many different types of ministry that best fit our gifts. In the United Methodist Church, we are one body under one spirit and live in one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, but more than one type of ministry and more than one way to respond to God's calling on our lives. I love today's scripture from Ephesians. He made some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Sometimes the pastors and teachers can be apostles, prophets, or evangelists, but those categories appear to be given to all Christians, not just the ordained. The apostles are those who support the church, the ones who carry the weight of the institution. They're the committee members, the ones who sit in meetings and make hard decisions, the ones who serve at annual conference, write legislation, and make connections across the denomination. The prophets are the reformers, the ones who come up from within the institution and remind us not to be so focused on the details, but on the bigger picture, the mission to create disciples for the transformation of the world. And the evangelists initiate relationships and programs with people outside of the institution. They remind us all to look beyond our church walls and get out there to love and serve others, to be a witness to our faith through our actions. All three are so important and necessary. And as you can imagine, sometimes those three different roles can conflict with one another. The apostles are just trying to keep the lights on while the evangelists are advocating to spend more money and time in the community. The prophets are critiquing everybody and giving us some really hard but necessary truths about our focus or lack thereof. The apostles, they often feel unappreciated for all of their hard work behind the scenes. They feel the weight of the institution on their shoulders. The prophets, they often feel unheard. They feel the weight of reform on their shoulders. And the evangelists, they're often overwhelmed by the weight of the whole world on theirs. In the UMC, we do our best to distribute those weights amongst us all, to share resources and contacts, and to make decisions in a democratic way, even while we are governed by an episcopal system. So we have developed a very intricate, delicate, complicated, beautiful, somewhat bureaucratic system of checks and balances. I am going on my fifth year of ministry now, ordained or ministry within the church, that is, and I am still learning all of the systems, committees, and structures of the United Methodist Church. So I won't try to recite them all in this sermon. One day I would love to host a workshop that will give us a good overview of our system, but today I'll just let you know about a few that have directly impacted me and or this church. So UMCOR is the United Methodist Committee on Relief. They operate on the global level of our denomination. They've provided assistance to victims of natural disasters, climate change, and violence all over the world. They've given direct relief to churches impacted by the wildfires in Northern California. And a couple of years ago, a series of tornadoes tore through Kentucky, and one church there was completely destroyed. UMCOR provided food, clothes, and financial assistance for housing to that congregation. And it just so happened to be the childhood home of the council chair of my previous congregation. So through our connection, we in Northern California were able to donate to this church in Kentucky so that we could receive direct feedback about the impact of our gifts. And we have personal connections there. We were also able to send our love and prayers directly to that community. A small United Methodist Church in Northern California was able to make a direct impact on the lives of United Methodists in Kentucky through our connectional system. And that was certainly our apostles at work. Amen? UMCOR also provided our church here in La Jolla with grant dollars to provide asylum-seeking children with school supplies for this upcoming school year. This will be our evangelism project this summer and the next thing I'm working on after camp. Now, maybe how about something prophetic? As a church, we are investigating ways to restart our children and youth programs that align with the changing needs of families after COVID. We don't want to simply restart the same programs, but draw upon the wisdom and best practices of prophetic leaders in this area of work. And I am so happy to announce that right before I left camp, I learned that we would receive help in doing that from the Georgia Lynch Trust that is held by the Women's Division of the Board of Global Ministries in New York. The Georgia Lynch Trust provides district with funds every year. This year, they gave our district alone $112,000 and decided that $3,000 of that should go to our church to plan and prepare for a prophetic restart of our children, youth, and family programs. Yes, give it up. So how unique is that? A global United Methodist ministry based out of New York will help us in San Diego in our global and local mission of creating disciples for the transformation of the world. We've already received support and technical assistance from Perkins Theological Seminary, also a United Methodist school, from Princeton Theological. And this grant will allow us to also work with Fuller. So we are all connected in the body of Christ. Now, grants are a very easy example of connectionalism because they're easy to identify and quantify, right? What is harder to measure is the impact of our spiritual and emotional connections within this denomination. For example, at camp, I was in a cabin with 8 junior high girls, and that experience is exactly whatever you're imagining. They were very sweet. One of those girls, I learned, is in the youth group at Pacific Beach UMC. And we're partnering with Pacific Beach on Vacation Bible School this year. And this rising eighth grader may now come as a youth mentor. And those are things you don't hear about as often. It's something you can't quantify a lot. It's just something that happens when we're in this connectional system. So summer camp and Vacation Bible School and other joint projects, they're quite visible, but only a small part of the fabric of our connection. If all of our global boards and jurisdictions and conferences and district committees were laid out on a table and we used different colors of string to connect all the people who volunteer and serve across the world, we would watch as this strong, interconnected tapestry is formed before our very eyes. We would watch as all the supporting ligaments form. The apostles with their spreadsheets and legislation. We would watch as the broken strings are mended back together by the prophets. We'd watch them connect 2 different color strings that we never thought would work together. And we'd see a pattern begin to form, designed by those evangelists. Complex geometric shapes, both 2-dimensional and 3-dimensional spheres and fractals created through community interaction and service. It's a beautiful tapestry, really. If only we could lay out our connectionalism like that, we may see the beauty and strength that exists every day, not just in on our global church level, but in every heart in the pews, and every heart watching online, and in relationship, those in relationship with all of our ministries. There is strength there. There is strength in our connection. But there's also a lure, a pull toward the exquisite tapestry of that abundant life. That is what it means to be the body of Christ. And that is what it means to be United Methodist. May it be so. Amen.